It's 91.7 KXT. It's the KXT live sessions. In studio with us today is Ruthie Foster, plays tonight at the Kessler Theater, and her newest CD is Let It Burn. Love to hear a song. What will we hear first?
This one's called Another Rain Song.
It's 91.7 KXT, Ruthie Foster here in the studio live with us. That is Another Rain Song, and that's on her Stages album. Nicely done.
Thank you.
So you're a native Texan. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Central Texas, a little place called Gause, G-A-U-S-E, just north of Austin, about two and a half hours north of Austin on Highway 79.
Like a lot of artists, I mean, church was the foundation, really, for your love of music.
Yes, you are right.
I mean, and myself, you know, in church, too. I mean, just harmony, this love of harmony. Your mother had records of gospel artists, and you got a wide range of influences. I'm always surprised when, you know, traditionally gospel and blues artists are influenced by country music, too, which is primarily what you heard on the radio in Gause.
Yeah, a lot of the radio stations in that area were the country stations had the strongest signals, so
yeah,
that's all you heard. But yeah, I didn't mind that at all. It taught me. That's how I learned to play the guitar on country music.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Who were some of your influences, country music, guitar influences then?
Well, you know, I listened to George Jones, you know, all the Georges now, but George Jones and Conway Twitty, a lot of those, you know, the country artists that were kind of coming into and crossing over during the 70s.
Yeah.
Mac Davis, you know, John Denver, you know, it was that. It was called country, but it was really kind of crossing over.
I see.
You know, Kenny Rogers, you know, those songs. Those particular songs were songs I learned on guitar first. Yeah.
You did just an incredible version of you just totally reimagined Ring of Fire,
mm-hmm.
and on your latest CD, which is Let It Burn. And you know, you took Ring of Fire, you made it in your own words sultry, and the original, of course, it's classic country, staple to American country music. But the heart of the song, it's sexual, it's passionate, and you reimagined it by essentially rewriting the song.
It is, the chords are definitely very different from the chords you hear in the original. So I guess it is a little bit of I took a little writing leeway there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was actually playing the piano late one night and just kind of doodling around with chords that I really like that sound together. And I had just come back from a long tour and, you know, just very tired and relaxed. And that song just really was in my mind for some reason, and it fell, you know, the words fell into place.
Yeah.
So I actually sat on that demo for a very long time before letting anyone hear it.
Really?
Because I really thought it was just a little too out there. But, you know, this opportunity to record Let It Burn, you know, to go into the studio and do my latest CD, I really wanted to give it a chance to breathe, because we were doing a lot of tunes that were done by some of my favorites, Crosby, Stills, and Nash and all that, and doing them a little different. So I thought this would fit in.
And, you know, you didn't play any instruments on the album, correct?
That's correct. I mean, did not.
You sought out, like, some of the best musicians for the Blind Boys of Alabama, William Bell, George Porter. How did they react to your new arrangements? And was it absolutely what you wanted, or did it go beyond your expectations?
Yeah, it went way beyond my expectations. You know, we... John Chaloux, my producer for this album, contacted me and asked me if I had a preference of musicians before we went into the studio, about 3 or 4 months before. And I mentioned George Porter. He's like, can you at least, you know, start with him and see if he says yes? And we sent an email, and he sent me a copy of the email to him. And George sent this email and went, oh, yeah, I'm there. And it just kind of everything fell into place after that. It really did. Once he said yes, Ike Stubblefield came on board. And we had Russell Batiste from the Funky Meters as well, the drummer. And Blind Boys from Alabama, you know. I needed those men's voices. I wanted men voices on this album, and nobody can do that better than Blind Boys, you know. And they were fabulous. They were really, really very graceful to come down and hang out for the day, and let us roll tape, you know. And William Bell, who I actually have spent some time with, he lives there in Atlanta. We wanted to use his song, Don't Miss Your Water Till Your Well Runs Dry. But we wanted him to at least come down and hear it while we were in the studio. And it turns out that he wanted to sing with me. We did put it out there. If you want to sing with, you know, with me, I would love for you to sing it with me. And he never committed to it, but we let him hear a few takes of it. And he walked in the studio and did a take with me.
Once again, it's Ruthie Foster in the studio with us. Plays tonight at the Kessler. The newest CD is Let It Burn. Love to hear another song.
Oh, time for a little blues and mix my blues with my gospel. Yeah. I believe my soul's found a happy home. I believe my soul's found a happy home. Oh, I
Ruthie Foster here on 91.7 KXT for the KXT Live Sessions, and that's Runaway Soul from her 2002 album. She plays tonight at the Kessler Theater, and her latest CD called Let It Burn. Thank you so much for coming today. We really appreciate it.
You are so welcome. I'm glad I came. Thank you.